Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we unpack complex topics and really try to extract the most important nuggets of knowledge. Today, we're diving into a subject that's, well, it's rapidly reshaping how businesses connect with you. Artificial intelligence and marketing. Think of it this way. AI isn't just some new tool in the marketing arsenal, right? It's becoming the kind of invisible architect of your online experience. It's fundamentally changing how companies understand and engage with customers, making interactions, more efficient and personal than ever before. So our mission today is to pull back the curtain on this transformation. We'll explore the tangible benefits AI-driven personalization brings to businesses, delve into the practicalities of implementing AI and measuring its return on investment, confront the crucial data responsibility that comes with such power, and peer into the future of this rapidly evolving landscape. You'll leave this deep dive with hopefully a clear understanding of what's happening now and what's coming next. Okay, so when we talk about AI in marketing, it sounds like this huge, maybe slightly intimidating concept. What exactly are we defining here?
What's the foundational layer?
Right. Well, at its core, AI marketing is really about leveraging artificial intelligence capabilities. You know, things like sophisticated data collection, advanced data-driven analysis, natural language processing, NLP, that is, and machine learning, MLOL, to deliver deeper customer insights and automate critical marketing decisions. It's about generating content more efficiently, boosting team productivity, enhancing customer experiences, and ultimately delivering more accurate results. And if we take that a step further, AI transformation, well, that refers to integrating artificial intelligence across an organization's entire operations. We're talking its strategies, its products, services, how it gains insights, its decision-making frameworks. The ultimate goal is, of course, to drive efficiency, innovation, and growth across the board.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit more then. It sounds like there isn't just one type of AI at play here. It's more nuanced. Can you tell us about the different, maybe, flavors marketers are using?
Absolutely. Yeah. When we look at online businesses today, we can really differentiate between three broad types of AI they're currently employing. So first, we have what you might call traditional or legacy AI. This is probably what many of us are already familiar with. It's built for established use cases like, personalized product recommendations you see on e-commerce sites, dynamic website content that changes based on who you are, or tailored site search results. These techniques are absolutely essential, especially for big online stores.
Like this stuff we kind of see
every day. Exactly. Then there's conversational AI. Now, these solutions are frankly quite remarkable. They use NLP and machine learning to understand the meaning behind what users are asking.
The intent.
Precisely, the intent. And provide relevant, often quite human-like answers. They're becoming crucial for businesses providing customer service at scale, often through chatbots or, say, messaging apps like WhatsApp. And finally, the newest addition, the one making big waves recently, is generative AI. These tools are all about creating new content. So things like articles, catchy email subject lines, or even images, all from simple text prompts that marketers provide. Marketers are really jumping on this to dramatically speed up campaign creation and just work much more efficiently.
That's a really helpful breakdown. What's fascinating to me, though, is that you rarely see a single tool that perfectly packages all three types together, right?
That's true. Almost none currently offer a truly comprehensive version.
So it sounds like the real challenge for businesses isn't just adopting an AI tool, but effectively integrating, maybe, a diverse AI ecosystem to cover all these bases.
That's a great way to put it.
So what does all this potential mean for you, our listener, and for businesses looking to genuinely enhance the customer experience? Seems like a lot to take in. Okay, we've defined AI, but, the big question for any business leader is always, does this actually move the needle? Let's dive into the tangible payoff. What are the concrete measurable advantages here?
Oh, the advantages are significant, and they really touch every part of the marketing funnel. For one, marketing teams are reporting up to 60% higher productivity and efficiency.
60%?
Yeah, and that directly translates to more growth and revenue. This isn't just about doing more with less. It's about fundamentally redefining what a marketing team can strategically achieve when AI handles the routine stuff.
Right, freeing them up.
Exactly. AI also enables much faster, much smarter decision-making. Teams can see the impact of their efforts in almost real time and adjust tactics accordingly. Think about it. AI platforms can analyze vast amounts of data far faster than any human possibly could, recommending actions informed by historical customer data. This also leads to much more accurate measurement of KPIs, key performance indicators.
Okay, so better decisions, faster.
And on the return on investment side, AI drastically improves ROI on marketing initiatives. These tools help identify actionable insights from campaign data in near real time. They determine the right channels for media buys, optimize ad placement based on behavior. You also see significantly enhanced CRM, customer relationship management capabilities. AI automates routine tasks like data prep, reduces human error, delivers more personalized messages. It can even identify at-risk customers before they actually churn. Ultimately, it provides incredibly meaningful insights by performing predictive analytics on huge data sets in literally seconds.
That's really where it gets interesting, isn't it? So it's not just smoothing things over. You're saying AI is directly boosting conversions and cutting costs in ways we maybe haven't seen before. For the listener who might still be a bit skeptical, where's the real game changer here? Are we talking genuinely transformative leaps?
Precisely. We really are seeing transformative leaps in many cases. With AI, marketers can segment audiences with incredible precision and target them with truly tailored messages. This profoundly improves both marketing and advertising tactics. And it's critical because, let's face it, 71% of consumers today expect organizations to deliver that personalized content.
That expectation is key.
Absolutely. Campaign optimization also sees massive improvement. AI workflows can create content, automate bidding, collect data, predict behavior, you name it. AI tools analyze past campaign performance, predict outcomes for new initiatives, allowing marketers to allocate budget to high-performing channels with much more confidence. It can even adapt campaigns on the fly, real-time optimization to maximize returns.
Adapting on the fly, that's powerful.
It is. On the cost reduction front, automation truly frees up time and resources. Take Henry Rose, the fragrance company. They partnered with AI software for their TikTok strategy. The result? A 15.4% decrease in cost per action, a nearly 33% increase in return on ad spend, plus almost 2 million impressions and over 600 conversions. That's real money saved and earned.
Those are solid numbers.
Very solid. And for customer retention, well, 91% of businesses feel positively about using AI to increase customer engagement. AI helps companies deeply understand what keeps customers loyal. It offers predictive lead scoring, enables personalized, timely offers that actually resonate. In fact, one study I saw found that AI-driven personalization has the most substantial impact on purchase intention and consumer satisfaction in online retail.
So the data backs it up.
It does. The study showed, without getting too technical, that AI significantly and directly influences these key outcomes. Things like chatbot effectiveness and predictive analytics also showed a strong positive influence on both purchase intention and satisfaction.
Okay, so if we pull all of that together, it really feels like AI isn't just a buzzword or some far-off concept anymore. It's actually driving real, measurable results right now across the board, impacting everything from how efficiently a marketing team operates to whether you, the customer, actually clicks that buy button.
That's exactly right. It's becoming embedded.
It certainly sounds like AI can touch pretty much every single part of the customer journey.
Yeah.
How does this actually work in practice, though? Can you walk us through some specific ways AI individualizes experiences? From, say, the moment someone lands on a website.
Certainly. Yeah, AI allows for incredibly advanced personalization across multiple fronts. So imagine, first, website and mobile app content personalization. This means tools can tailor almost all the elements you see, categories, banners, pop-ups to different users. It literally makes customers feel like the whole site or app was built just for them.
Like a custom storefront.
Exactly. Then there are relevant product recommendations. AI algorithms automatically match each individual user with products based on their interests, preferences, past purchases. You know the drill. If you've ever shopped on Amazon or Walmart or eBay, you've experienced this power directly. Solutions like Insider Serious AI do the heavy lifting here, showing relevant products based on user behavior and lots of other factors.
Okay, makes sense.
Then, moving beyond traditional segmentation based on simple demographics, you have predictive segmentation. This takes it to a whole new level. AI predicts future behaviors, how likely someone is to buy or churn or respond to a discount.
Like a crystal ball.
Almost. It's like having a much clearer view of potential future actions. And for brands trying to create that seamless experience everywhere, omnichannel personalization is key. AI simplifies the incredibly complex process of creating consistent experiences across all touchpoints, websites, mobile apps, email, SMS, WhatsApp, push notifications. It automatically delivers personalized content and recommendations everywhere.
keeping it consistent across channels.
Crucial. Another fascinating application is AI-powered journey orchestration and optimization. Platforms can automate and optimize entire customer journeys, triggering messages at precisely the right moments, using the best channel for each specific customer. Insider's Architect, for example, has a user-friendly drag-and-drop editor to build and automate these complex flows, makes it much more manageable.
Taking the guesswork out.
A lot of it, yes. We also see AI-led experimentation and self-optimization. AI can take the manual slog out of A/B testing by analyzing results and automatically optimizing campaigns on the fly. Huge time and effort saver.
Right.
And finally, automated two-way customer conversations. Thanks to really advanced NLP now, today's AI algorithms can understand the intent behind user queries. This lets brands automatically engage in consistent, pretty human-like conversations with thousands of customers simultaneously, whether that's through chatbots or platforms like WhatsApp.
That scalability is incredible. You've outlined the capabilities really well, but can you bring it to life for us? Give us some specific real-world examples of businesses seeing these transformations and what they actually achieved.
Absolutely. Let's look at Philips. They used AI personalization on their website and saw a, get this, 40.11% conversion rate uplift.
40%.
And a 35% increase in average order value. Huge numbers. Lenovo, the tech giant, lowered their cart abandonment rates by over 10% just by using personalized web push notifications aimed at anonymous visitors.
Even for anonymous visitors, interesting.
Yes. And Slazenger, the sports brand, they saw a 700% increase in customer acquisition and an incredible 49x return on investment within just 8 weeks of working with AI across their website, email push, and SMS.
8 weeks. That's astonishingly fast ROI.
It really is. And beyond those direct marketing examples, think about Netflix. Their whole recommendation engine is AI. It analyzes your viewing behavior to suggest content tailored to your tastes. That accounts for something like 80% of the content viewed on the platform. It's a massive driver of their customer retention.
Yeah, everyone knows the Netflix algorithm.
Exactly. Coca-Cola uses predictive analytics to tailor campaigns, even predict product demand. They even applied it to vending machines to understand customer behavior in real time.
Vending machines, that's clever.
It is. And Airbnb uses AI-powered programmatic advertising to reach very specific target audiences, significantly improving their ad spend efficiency and contributing to their multi-billion dollar annual revenue.
Okay, so if we step back and look at all these examples, Philips, Lenovo, Slazenger, Netflix, Coke, Airbnb, it's clear these aren't just minor tweaks or one-off wins. AI seems to be fundamentally changing how businesses operate, how they invest, and ultimately how they connect with you, the customer, across that entire journey. It feels like a true paradigm shift.
It really does feel that way. It's becoming foundational.
Right. So for any business listening, the big question always comes back to, is this investment worth it? It can feel a bit abstract sometimes talking about AI transformation. How do you actually measure the return on investment, the ROI of AI in marketing, especially when the benefits seem so broad and touch so many different areas?
That's a critical point, absolutely, because while the benefits often seem clear, actually quantifying the ROI for AI does require a structured, quite deliberate approach, but it's definitely doable.
Okay, so where do you start?
First, you absolutely have to set clear objectives. Before you even think about the tech, you need to pinpoint exactly what you want AI to achieve for your business. Are you struggling with customer segmentation? Is data analysis taking too long? Identify those specific challenges. Then set measurable goals. For instance, increase customer engagement by 25% within 6 months of implementing AI personalization. And crucially, these goals must align with your broader business objectives and be prioritized. You can't boil the ocean.
Makes sense. Focus first.
Exactly. Next, you need a really full understanding of the costs involved. AI isn't free, right? This includes initial setup costs, software, licensing fees, integration work, maybe new hardware. Then there are ongoing operational costs,
yeah,
maintenance, updates, data storage, and sometimes substantial computational power needed for complex machine learning models.
The running costs.
Yep. And don't forget training and development costs. Your team needs to learn how to use these tools effectively. There's also the often underestimated effort and expense of preparing and cleaning data. AI models are only as good as the data they learn from.
Garbage in, garbage out.
The classic phrase, yes. And finally, be prepared for unexpected costs as your solutions scale, along with expenses for things like compliance and security to meet regulations.
Okay, so understand the costs thoroughly. Then what?
Then you move to measuring benefits. This is where you quantify the value AI is bringing. For quantitative benefits, think increased sales and revenue from optimized campaigns or maybe improved lead generation. Also, look at cost reduction from automating labor-intensive tasks. Customer service chatbots are a prime example, or optimizing ad spend. Operational efficiency is another key area. AI streamlines processes, makes them faster. You can quantify those time reductions.
Time saved is money saved.
Often, yes. And with AI handling routine tasks, your team can focus on more strategic, high-value work. Now, while they're harder to quantify, qualitative benefits are crucial too. AI can drastically enhance customer satisfaction. You can measure this with things like Net Promoter Score or retention rates and brand perception, which you can monitor through surveys or social media sentiment analysis.
The softer but still important stuff.
Very important. And finally, consider the innovative index. AI enables entirely new marketing strategies. Identify these new capabilities, like using predictive analytics for highly targeted campaigns, and assess their unique value proposition.
Right. And how do you tie it all together?
That brings us to data collection and analysis. This is fundamental. You need to identify the key data points related to your objectives. Automate data collection wherever possible. Many AI tools have built-in analytics dashboards and, crucially, ensure data quality, consistency, accuracy, completeness. They're vital. Analyze the data quantitatively, you know, before and after comparisons, and qualitatively looking at customer feedback. Always try to consider external factors that might be influencing your metrics too.
Good point.
And once you have all that, the final step is calculating ROI. The basic formula is pretty standard. Net return from investment, cost of investment 100, assign a dollar value to your benefits, factor in all those costs we discussed, consider a reasonable time frame for seeing returns, and adjust for any significant external influences. Regular reassessment is also key. It's not a one and done calculation.
That's a very clear framework. But as you laid that out, I can imagine some businesses thinking, wow, okay, that sounds complex in practice. What are some of the most common challenges businesses run into when they actually try to measure this ROI effectively? It's probably not always straightforward.
You're absolutely right. It's often not straightforward at all. One major challenge is definitely attribution complexity. AI frequently impacts many parts of the marketing funnel at the same time, making it really hard to isolate its specific contribution to an outcome.
Pinpointing what caused the sale, for example.
Exactly. Using more sophisticated multi-touch attribution models, which try to account for every touch point, can help here, but it's still tricky. Then there's the long-term versus short-term ROI issue. AI investments, especially significant ones, might not yield immediate, dazzling returns. You really have to focus on long-term value creation and forecast future benefits to justify those initial investments. It requires a strategic perspective, not just tactical.
Patience is needed.
Definitely. Data quality and availability is another huge hurdle. Inconsistent, incomplete, or just plain low-quality data can completely skew your ROI calculations. Robust data management practices, continuous cleansing, integrating reliable sources, these are absolutely essential foundations.
Yeah, back to the data quality point.
Yep. And speaking of external factors, changing external variables like sudden market trends or a competitor's big move can impact performance, making it hard to attribute changes solely to your AI implementation. Controlled tests like A/B testing where possible can help isolate AI's impact.
Trying to create a control group.
Exactly. Also, understanding the full AI costs can be surprisingly difficult. Hidden costs like ongoing training needs as the tech evolves or necessary system upgrades down the line can complicate the calculation. Meticulous record keeping is really needed.
Okay.
And finally, something often overlooked is cultural and organizational alignment. Resistance to change or just a lack of understanding within the organization about what AI can realistically do can truly impede successful implementation and therefore accurate evaluation. Fostering an AI-literate culture is crucial. Oh, and one more sometimes. Performance metrics alignment is off. Traditional marketing metrics might not fully capture AI's value, especially for things like improved customer satisfaction or brand perception. Developing new KPIs that reflect these broader impacts might be necessary.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not just plug and play. Now, as we've discussed the incredible power AI offers, especially for personalization, it also clearly comes with a significant responsibility. We're talking about data. Often very personal data. What are the crucial data responsibilities and ethical considerations businesses absolutely must keep top of mind when using AI this way?
That's a fundamental question, maybe the fundamental question in some ways. Because data, particularly personal data, has become a commodity, hasn't it? It's bought and sold every day. And that reality creates significant ethical implications that businesses simply have to navigate carefully. Mm-hmm. First, and most obviously, there are significant privacy concerns. Hyper-personalization, by its very nature, requires enormous amounts of data. We're talking emails, names, buying histories, social media activity, web browsing history. Potentially very sensitive information. Possessing this kind of data creates considerable risks to individual privacy if it's not handled with extreme care and security.
The potential for misuse is high.
It is. Then there's the whole issue of consent. Laws like GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation in Europe, were important early attempts to regulate data use with informed consent as a founding principle. However, we've all seen it. Businesses often present these lengthy, complex privacy policies that customers are essentially forced to tick agree on to access a service. It really raises the question of what consent truly means in practice. Are you genuinely opting in with full understanding or just clicking past a barrier?
That's a really valid point, the click fatigue.
Exactly. And finally, a really critical area is fairness and bias. Marketers and business leaders must understand that bias can be baked into AI systems. Algorithms, data sets, machine learning models, they are only as good or as fair as the data they are trained on. If there's historical bias present in those data sets, maybe favoring one demographic or underrepresenting another, the AI's output will likely reflect and potentially even amplify that bias. This can lead to unintended discrimination or providing inequitable experiences for different customer groups based on gender, race, or other demographics.
So the AI can inadvertently perpetuate existing societal biases.
Precisely. It's a major risk.
That's a powerful point. And there was a study, if I recall correctly, that actually tried to quantify the importance of these ethical considerations in the context of consumer behavior. Mm-hmm. It found that while things like AI personalization, chatbots, predictive analytics, explained a good chunk, maybe 45% of the variance in consumer behavior.
Yes, I think I know the study you mean.
Right, but incorporating ethical and privacy concerns actually explained an additional 10% of that variance, bringing the total up to 55%.
That's right.
It really underscores just how vital the ethical and transparent use of AI is for actually building consumer trust and driving engagement, doesn't it? It's not just a nice to have.
It absolutely does. What that study powerfully reveals is that this isn't just some abstract moral imperative, it's a fundamental business imperative now. Getting it wrong erodes trust, and trust is everything. It means striking a really delicate balance. Companies need to adopt a truly customer-centric approach to hyper-personalized marketing. They need to consistently ask themselves, are our methods ethical? Are they responsible? This means ensuring customers genuinely understand in clear terms what's happening with their data. Businesses should adhere to industry standards and follow all applicable laws, global, national, state.
Table stakes, really.
Should be. They should regularly audit their technology, their algorithms, for bias and fairness. And perhaps most importantly, view all customer data not as a resource to be exploited, but as sensitive information that must be protected and treated with utmost care. This includes things like not selling people's information without explicit, clear consent, and being very cautious about using third-party data brokers where the provenance and consent might be murky. Transparency and fairness are absolutely paramount to maintaining accountability and ultimately building that lasting trust with customers.
Okay. Let's gaze into the crystal ball for a moment then. AI is advancing so incredibly rapidly, it almost feels impossible to keep up sometimes. How do you see it continuing to shape marketing, say, out to 2035? What's really on the horizon?
It's fascinating to think about. What's fascinating here is the future will likely be a complex, but I think incredibly exciting, blend of extreme efficiency driven by AI and maybe surprisingly, a renewed focus on the uniquely human element.
Interesting juxtaposition. Efficiency and humanity.
Exactly. So first, hyper-personalization will evolve far beyond even the sophisticated audience segmentation we see today. We're talking about focusing on individual customers with even more granular data. Think advancements in natural language processing, understanding nuances in text, image recognition, understanding visual preferences, leading to highly targeted, almost clairvoyant-seeming messages delivered at the perfect moment.
Getting even more specific.
Much more specific. Voice-activated marketing is also accelerating rapidly. AI will get much better at analyzing voice queries from smart speakers and devices, providing relevant information, ads, product recommendations through audio. This opens up entirely new opportunities in voice-driven channels.
Alexa Find Me becomes a marketing channel.
Pretty much, yes. We'll also see incredible strides in predictive customer lifecycle analysis. AI will become even better at predicting a customer's entire potential journey with a brand, anticipating optimal touch points, not just for the next sale, but to maximize engagement, long-term value, and retention efforts throughout their entire lifecycle with the brand.
Thinking much longer term.
Yes. And for AI-enhanced creativity, machine learning will dramatically increase the productivity, maybe even the starting point for creativity for content creators. Generating initial ideas, drafting copy, optimizing creative assets like ad visuals at scale. However, and this is crucial, human ingenuity will remain absolutely essential. As one expert wisely put it, a bad idea done quickly by AI is still a bad idea.
Right. Efficiency doesn't guarantee quality.
Exactly. Human designers, writers, strategists will inject that unquantifiable element of quality, surprise, cultural relevance, and genuine creativity that machines, at least for the foreseeable future, cannot replicate.
The human spark.
The human spark. We'll also see new immersive experiences through a growing integration of AI with emerging tech like augmented reality, AR, and virtual reality, VR. This will enhance personalized experiences by allowing you, the customer, to interact with products in truly immersive ways. Think virtually trying on clothes that AI predicts you'll like, or test driving a configured car in VR from your living room.
Bringing the digital and physical closer.
Definitely. Expect more conversational and context-aware interactions. As NLP advances, AI systems will get much better at analyzing unstructured data, social media comments, customer reviews, support chat logs, leading to far more natural, context-aware, and genuinely helpful conversations with AI systems.
Less robotic chatbots.
Hopefully. There's also this concept gaining traction. The industrialization of marketing. Marketing operations becoming incredibly efficient, data-driven, almost like a factory production line. However, the big challenge for brands here will be to use this technology not just for tiny incremental optimization, but to actually leap forward to surprise and delight. There's a real risk that brands focusing solely on hyper-efficient refinement might lose cultural relevance if they forget about bold, imaginative, human-centric campaigns.
Efficiency shouldn't kill creativity.
It's a balancing act. And a really fascinating potential shift is in evolving brand-consumer data relationships. By 2035, some predict that third-party data, bought and sold without direct consumer involvement, may be largely obsolete due to privacy regulations and consumer backlash. We might see a system emerge where consumers actively choose to, in effect, rent their data to brands they trust in exchange for genuinely valuable personalized experiences and offers. This would fundamentally redefine the marketing-consumer relationship towards one based more explicitly on trust and value exchange.
Consumers taking more control of their data.
Potentially, yes. Marketing could also shift more towards predictive marketing at the household level, moving beyond reacting to past behavior to actively predicting needs based on life stages at a household level, identifying when people might be moving home, having children, changing jobs, and presenting relevant solutions proactively at just the right time.
Anticipating needs before they're even fully formed.
That's the idea. And finally, thinking about the future of branding itself. In a world potentially saturated with automated marketing, brands might need to focus even more heavily on purpose, values, and authentic connection to stay relevant and cut through the noise. Some even speculate that brands might have shorter half-lives in the future, appearing, shining brightly around a specific need or cultural moment, and then perhaps disappearing or transforming to be reborn as something else, adapting much more fluidly to shifting consumer needs and values.
Wow, brands becoming more ephemeral. That's a thought. So if we connect all of this to the bigger picture, it's undeniably clear AI isn't just another tool marketers pick up. It's a fundamental systemic shift. And it's going to require a really delicate ongoing balancing act for marketers and indeed businesses as a whole in the years to come, pushing technological boundaries while keeping that human element, trust, and responsibility front and center.
Absolutely. It's a complex future, but a potentially very rewarding one if navigated wisely.
Well, today we've taken a really deep dive into AI and its profound and rapidly growing impact on marketing. From revolutionizing personalization to fundamentally reshaping how businesses connect with you, the customer. We've looked at the measurable benefits, the practicalities of implementation and ROI, the vital data responsibilities and ethical considerations that come with it, and we've even taken a glimpse into what the future might hold. It really is a journey of continuous learning and adaptation for everyone involved.
It truly is. The power of AI for personalization is undeniable, offering incredible potential for efficiency and deeply tailored experiences. But as we've discussed, it also presents fascinating challenges. It reminds us, I think, that knowledge and technology are most valuable when they're understood deeply and applied with critical thinking, foresight, and a strong sense of responsibility.
Well said. So here's a final, perhaps provocative thought for you, our listener, to consider as you move forward and observe these changes unfolding. Will the most successful brands in, say, 2035 be the ones who relentlessly push the boundaries of AI to create hyper-efficient, perfectly targeted, automated messages? Or will ultimate success depend more on embracing that essential, messy, creative human element that AI perhaps can't replicate? Fostering genuine connection, building deep trust, and finding ways to truly surprise and delight customers in a world that will be absolutely awash with data and algorithms. Maybe the balance you and the brands you interact with strike between those two poles will define everything.